Feels like it's about time for us to find a new home for an old friend here. Time for Furry Friend of the Week, where we feature a local pet in need of adoption. I'll tell you where you can find the photos and such to take a look at Turkey, whom we'll introduce you to momentarily. This is all brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, helping our furry friends find homes. The Mason Jar Cafe, right in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. Renee Rush is here. She's the marketing manager with Al Van Humane. Did I make you feel cold there with that forecast, Renee?
I know. I don't even want to go outside right now.
I know. But, you know, as we were talking off the air, I got to face it. That phony little summer we had last week or 2 weeks ago apparently is over. And so it's November and already almost the middle of November. And then it's Thanksgiving and who knows? Then it's the 4th of July. So.
Hey, I like that train of thought.
Time flies when you're having fun or when you're in a pandemic or whatever. All right, let's see if we can find a home. Tell me first and foremost how Turkey, who is our featured pet, came with that name. Is that something you hung on him? And is it a him, for starters?
It is. Okay. So Turkey is a dog, not a bird. He came to Al Van as a stray close to Thanksgiving of last year. I had his name Turkey. It kind of fits him perfectly, though, I will admit. He's almost 3 years old. He is very smart. He knows sit, shake, lay down, and working on other commands. This man loves treats. Treats are for sure the way to his heart, like everybody else. He has definitely gained a few pounds since because of these treats, though. He has become a little chunker.
Well, that's not obvious in the pictures. He looks pretty fit, and then for beyond that, he looks almost goofily happy in the pictures that you sent along.
Oh yeah, he is a very happy, smiley dog. He likes to be active and run outside, but also thinks he has a big lap dog. He will sit right over there, no worries. His favorite toys are stuffed squeaky toys, so be prepared to hear squeaky toys. He is currently in a foster home, but he is looking for his forever home, and we really want to find Turkey a home for Thanksgiving.
Well, that would be smart, right? He doesn't have a brother named Stuffing or a sister named Mashed Potatoes or Sweet Potato, does he?
He should.
Down through the years, I've had various dogs. Some have liked the squeaky toys, some have not. And honestly, just between you and me, there have been times with the squeaky toy dogs, that you just go, "Will you please stop?" It gets a little under your skin after a while, but hey, you don't care after a while because they're just so darn cute doing it. And he's one of these guys, huh? A squeaky toy dog. All right, so if Turkey is sounds like somebody that would be fun at your household, how do we begin the process here of getting him a new home? Because I think it's about time for Turkey to find a permanent home here. What's the process? How does that start?
Yeah, so if you're interested in having Turkey join your flock, you can head to our website. It's www.al-van.org and fill out an adoption application. Once it's reviewed, we will contact you about setting up a meet and greet.
Okay, and that's handled right there at the Al Van Humane Society?
Yep, so the meet and greet will be at the Adoption Center right off of Blue Star Highway.
And what is that like? I mean, is that that's just what is that? 5, 10 minutes, a half an hour of just to seeing if everybody likes everybody else?
Yeah. So if you have another dog, we would do like a dog meet and greet to make sure that everybody gets along. And then if And then see if there's a connection between you and the dog or cat that you're interested in.
Yeah, because not only does every dog or cat have a different personality, but your personality, while it may be set, certainly has to match with them. If you're looking for somebody calm, cool, and collected, and this guy wants to play and run around like a nut, that might not work. And so that meet and greet's pretty important in figuring and sorting all that out, right?
Correct. Yep.
All right. So, where do you guys have pictures of Turkey? Where can we find him in connection with the Alvan Humane Society?
Yeah, so you can either see pictures of him on our website, again, it's al-van.org, or on our Facebook page, it's Alvan Humane Society.
All right, that's easy enough. And he is, I mean, especially the pictures of him running, he looks like he's having the time of his life.
He has a big smile on him. He's definitely a lover.
He's a handsome devil. How about an update on where we stand as far as how the pandemic has affected you guys? Because I know we've been talking since last spring how the COVID-19 situation has affected basically your supply. I mean, I know at times it's been hard to find dogs to adopt. Has that changed at all? Do you have more dogs that need homes?
Yeah, so right now we have about 6 available dogs and several lots of cats available.
Doesn't seem to have affected the supply of cats. It seems like there's been plenty of kitties out there, but dogs has been a different issue. So you got, would you say 6?
I believe we have like 6 right now. We have some that will be ready soon. Because every animal that comes in that's ready with me is up to date on vaccinations, vaccinated, and microchipped.
Okay. So that's where you stand now. Let's look ahead here a little bit. As always, funding is a constant concern, or at least something that requires attention for any and all of you folks that are involved in pet rescue and adoptions. And that means a need for fundraisers. Those I know have been tough to pull off over the course of our pandemic-influenced summer. But you got a couple of things that are coming up here. One of them actually pretty quickly here. Let's talk about the meet and greet out at the Portage Petco. What's going on there and when?
Yeah, so we're going to be sending some of our cats and dogs up to Petco in Portage tomorrow, actually, from 11 to 2. So if you're in the area of Portage and are interested in seeing some of our furry friends, you can stop on by up there.
Can you conduct and or complete the adoption process right there, or is this just kind of an introduction and meet and greet type of situation?
Yeah, you can. So you just have to put in your application, but you can do it through your phone. We can review it pretty quick, and then if everything goes well, we can adopt the animal right there.
Beautiful. It's the Petco in Portage. 11 to 2 tomorrow, the 14th, with the good people at Alvan Humane Society. Now, let's look ahead here a little bit. We're right smack dab in the midst of the holiday shopping season because we don't wait until the day after Thanksgiving anymore. with everybody shopping online and all this other stuff, most people are starting Christmas shopping, I think, now at Labor Day. So,
I know. It's a year-long event.
But you've got something that can offer some nice gift ideas coming up here pretty quickly as well, right?
Yeah, so our Rescue Treasures resale shop that is connected to our adoption center is hosting a holiday treasure shop. So they will actually be taking over our community room and filling it with holiday shopping. They receive wonderful holiday decorations and gifts all year long. So they'll be filling up the community room and for wonderful stuff to buy, obviously. So if you're in the area and want to do some holiday shopping before Thanksgiving and the craziness, help out the Rescue Treasures. All the proceeds help the animals at the Alvan.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily these are gifts for pets. They're gifts for other people in your family and or loved ones and neighbors and that sort of stuff. Paper boys, mailmen, that kind of thing. But the proceeds are all helping the animals, correct?
Correct, yep. We have holiday decorations and gifts for everybody and a good deal.
And that starts, and how, when, that goes from when to when again?
That goes from, I believe, the 18th to the 23rd.
Okay. And that's right there at your facilities, right?
Correct. At the adoption center right off of Blue Star Highway.
Okay. Now, that's number two in the efforts to help out Alvin Humane. And we've got a third, which starts on the 21st. Talk to me about the meet and greet. This one's in Holland, correct?
Correct. So we'll be sending animals, just like we did with Petco, up to the Chowhound Pet Supply Store in Holland. And from 11 to 2, we'll have some furry friends there available to meet and pet and hang out with.
How do you determine who gets to go to these meet and greets?
Usually who gets along with who.
So it is kind of a based on their behavior kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Cats who like each other and dogs, making sure are good with other dogs and people of all ages. And
yeah, because who needs that grief, having to pull them apart in, out in a Petco somewhere, or in this case, the Chowhound. Is there any chance the turkey is going to be at either one of these meet and greets? Or don't you know
turkey's
yet?
Turkey's in a foster home right now. He's not actually at our adoption center. But if anybody's interested in meeting him, we'll get a good time set up with our foster parents and then with you to do a meet and greet.
Yeah, and don't forget the treats, right?
Yes, the treats are important.
Don't forget the treats. All right, anything else that we need to know about Alvin Humane before I let you go here and let you get back to doing whatever you're doing today?
Yeah, just like if you want to see any of us or our friends, you can go to our website. It's al-van.org and follow us on Facebook.
That sounds easy enough to me. She is Renee Rush. She's the marketing manager with Alvin Humane and doing her best along with her crew there to find homes for the likes of Turkey. He could use a good home. So check that out. See if you can help out. Renee, thank you kindly. Hope you have a good Friday, even if it is the 13th. Then a great weekend beyond that, and we'll catch up next time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Renee Rush from Alvin Humane. It's a Furry Friend Friday with our Furry Friend of the Week here, courtesy of the Mason Jar Cafe, helping our furry friends find homes. Mason Jar, of course, is right there in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local, organic, farm fresh.